you were my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do is just some evil scheme. A memory from your lonesome past keeps us so far apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Another love before my time made your heart sad and blue. And so my heart is paying now for things I didn't do. In anger, unkind words are said that make the teardrops cry. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? Much it hurts to see you sit and cry. You know you need and want my love, yet you're afraid to try. Why do you run and hide from life? To try it just ain't smart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart? There was a time when I believed that you belonged to me. But now I know your heart is shackled to a memory. The more I learn to care for you, the more we drift apart. Why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
She don't love you, she's just lonely. She wasn't once upon a time. She used to dance when the band played. She used to be the trust and kind. But she's no stranger to believing. She's heard all the best goodbyes. The fallen has a different meaning. Her, you're just another guy. She don't love you, she's just lonely. Many cowboys run away. So forgive her if she's distant. She can't tell her heart to lie. No, you'll never be the one and only. She don't love you, she's just lonely. Give her all the stars. You can promise her to let me, but you'll never have her heart. She don't love you, she's just lonely. find. She wasn't once upon a time. I remember her in the sunlight. She was
hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. It's 8 o'clock. David Ray's not here yet. When he gets here, I'll play our disclaimer. Right now, I'm just recovering, dealing with, I'm actually not dealing with too much drama right now, just getting over the drama. The sad part is I still miss her. Even though I was miserable. Well, I don't know. It's a love-hate relationship, I guess. It was both heaven and hell at the same time. It was insanity, that's what it was. So I've been doing a lot of self-help this week. My mom says, I need to see a shrink. And I'm like, well, I've been shrinking myself. I've been on YouTube basically shrinking myself. One thing I will suggest looking into is the honeymoon effect. I think that's worth looking into. It's a book, but you can find it on YouTube as well. Not the whole book. And then there's another book written by the same guy. But if you YouTube the honeymoon effect, it'll get you in the right direction. I think hello and welcome to the DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Where am I now?
The DD&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com. Where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
All right. So, you guys have a disclaimer?
Yes. Give me one second.
My disclaimer is...
Disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is your hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statements heard on this podcast is just our research and/or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor. Only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and/or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons.com.
Well, that didn't quite last long enough.
What?
I was in Stockton when I called in. I'm now about 2.5 miles from the bar. Because I'm about to leave the city limits.
Yeah. You want me to play it again?
Nah. Nah. Do I sound horrible?
Yeah, you sound that horrible.
I sound horrible.
I'm just kidding. All right, well, I'll play this real quick.
Okay.
Or just part of it, about 2 minutes of it.
Hi, everybody. So, this is the companion video to better understanding, getting some insight into abusive relationships. In my last video, I described one of the dynamics that I hadn't heard being spoken before about abusive relationships. There's many more, but I don't need to repeat what other people have said. But I've never heard that one before, so I thought I would put that one out there. And I found astrology very useful in releasing my questions in terms of things that I could have done differently, because this is a very common question that women have about, if only I had behaved differently, I wouldn't have inspired him to be abusive towards me. And that is absolutely false. What the woman can do, and this is a very common recipe in how abusers always use that against their victims. Like, they will say, if you bring this out in me, don't you think it's surprising that I did this to you and I never did this before? I've heard that. I actually heard that just even 1 month ago when I said to somebody. It wasn't even in a relationship. I actually am so sensitive that I've grown able to really see those things so much. That, like, even when it's done to me, like, very subtle way, I will call it out, and I did that, and this person tried to make this excuse that, like, well, don't you think it's surprising that I never lost my temper with anybody but you, as if it was my fault? But that's not true. That person, you know, you heard the term, you can't change people. It's true, you can't. people are born with certain blueprints depending that's dependent upon their choices, what they've been thinking, and all kinds of spiritual and mysterious factors that you cannot change. People are their own universe within themselves. They have things that are going on, and they're creating their own universe at the same time, and you're creating your universe. So you can't change that person. You can't change the essential nature and the blueprint that they have chosen. But you can change yourself. And when you change yourself, you attract different people. And when you change yourself, you are able to see right away that that is something you don't want to participate in, and then you're able to choose much more wisely. When you're unconscious about a lot of things and you don't even know what you're doing and your subconscious is just ruling everything in your life, you tend to, even if they give you the warning signs, and abusers, abusive people, people with tendency abuse, they will always give you warning signs, like psychotic and psychopathic people, they give you warning signs. Why? The reason is the truth is out there. It's just whether you listen to your intuition, whether you choose to act on what you know, the truth is always out there. The truth is something very obvious. You know, it really depends on whether you choose to listen to it or not. But they will always tell you. An abusive person warns you by their actions. They will either tell you literally, or it'll be very obvious. But if you're unconscious about your own motivations and how you choose, what happens is that you enter in the relationship anyway through low self-esteem and your subconscious, choosing to repeat the things that mirror your early childhood issues. So let's begin. This is, I'm gearing this more towards women because this is just something that I'm familiar with. You know, don't take it the wrong way, but this is more towards, more geared towards women. I know that some men experience abuse too, I guess, but this is really how I'm choosing to express myself today. So this is for a woman. The first aspect astrologically that you should look for as an indicator of possible abuse in a man is Mars square or opposition Saturn. I have my notes. I'm going to reuse my notes. The person who has this will alternate between aggression and apathy. They are at inner war within themselves, and they're somewhat unconscious about the way they assert themselves, especially in relationships. And they get deeply hurt by rejection, but at the same time, this type of person will go even harder to get the person who rejects them. And then it creates even more of this inner anger, and they will tend to use physical violence against their partner. So by no means does this mean that because a person has this, they automatically are abusive. This is just a potential. Remember that, it's a potential. So that's the first thing to look out for. Not that many people have this. I have known one person, and I will go as far as to say, just personally, I haven't read this, but I think this is a very dangerous indicator. If there are other indicators, I think that this is a very potentially dangerous aspect for a man to have. The second one is the man's Mars square or opposition Pluto, because this will activate like the predator type in the person. It'll give that person like a very large libido, not in the romantic way, but in the predator type way. And they're attracted to danger, and they attract danger and drama. So within their relationships, they kind of enjoy battles. This aspect is good for athletes. So if you're able to channel this kind of energy into an athletic pursuit and focus, then it can be positive. Like anything negative can be positive. But I would say Mars with square opposition Pluto tends a little bit more tendency towards like emotional and manipulation, but it can turn to physical abuse also. And third is Mars opposition or square Uranus. That'll make someone very quick to get anger. They'll be irritable, kind of very high strung, and quick outbursts, and very short temper and accident prone. Now, these aspects within the chart, the natal chart of the person you're thinking about, it will affect that too. It will also affect the relationship itself. Let's say the man's Mars is opposition or square your Saturn, your Pluto, or your Uranus, then it kind of gives the relationship the possibility of those kind of factors happening. So sometimes it is both in the person itself, the natal chart, and it also reflected in the relationship, which is like the synastry chart. But I like to look at just the natal chart alone, because that'll tell you basically what that person is with or without you. The person is just like that. That's what they came here to deal with, and that's what I like to look at. So, all right, besides that, in a man's chart, the man's moon represents how they saw and experienced their mother. Whether it's true or not, this is the way they experienced their mother. So because of that, this will color every single experience they have with a female, whether it's through the relationships, work, or anything. The way they experience their mother is the way they see, it will color and affect every single aspect of the way they see females in general. Yes, true. So that's indicated by the moon. So the moon square or opposition Pluto will say that there's some sort of like a power play, that the mother was seen as like a very powerful person, possibly a very sexually energetic person, but sort of in a manipulative and intense way. So because of that, that man, the person that has this aspect between the moon and Pluto, square opposition, will tend to either attract women who are also manipulative, very intense, and those kind of things. It can go both ways. So the way the man's moon aspect in the rest of the chart also shows potential of abuse in relationships. So it's the man's moon, square opposition, Pluto, Uranus, and Saturn. With Uranus, again, it's more like a very quick outburst, unpredictable, irritable, or eccentric. They may attract a woman who's very eccentric and sort of like a negative. The squares and opposition tend to attract a little bit in a negative sense, especially the square. The opposition is more like indicative of it'll indicate more that they will really attract a woman in a romantic relationship that's like that. It could kind of go both ways, but the square is a little bit more negative tension and harder to make positive. Not that it's harder, but it just creates more tension. So there's that. And then the moon, opposition or square Saturn, is like very kind of depressing, cold. It could mean that the mother was either distant, very cold, unable to show affection to the child, and seen as kind of like a depressing and like a wet blanket karmic kind of relationship. So because of that, a lot of it could mean that the relationships with women are going to be like that. He's either going to attract the woman is like that, or behave like that towards the woman. So that's second. Now, in terms of inter-aspects between yourself and the man, if the man's moon is aspecting your outer planets especially, like Saturn, Uranus, and Pluto, especially if those outer planets are your love planets, and your love planets could be that they're in your seventh house, or they're aspecting your Venus, something like that. So if it's if the man's moon is square or opposition your Pluto, for example, that's going to be, it's going to be like a very intense relationship, but it could also be a very manipulative relationship, and that manipulation could easily turn into abuse. So, and usually when you look at the abusive relationship, they don't show, it's not just one sign. You will see many signs between the two people. You will see signs of abuse in the birth chart of the man alone by itself. You will see signs of victim tendency in the woman's chart. And then you will see interplanetary aspects between the two charts together that show a potential for abuse, violence, and sort of like those negative things in emotion. So you have to take everything into consideration. But I'm putting this out there because, especially when you look at the other person's chart without your own involved, and you can see quite clearly that this person comes into his experience with or without you, with this potential, it can really release you and help you with the guilt that people feel. But it is your responsibility as a woman or as a person, as a human being, to choose. You have to choose correctly. You have to choose towards your bliss, not towards more pain. You have to choose to learn from your pain from the past and really learn and experience how to turn it around and make it into something positive instead of replaying it over and over and over and refusing to learn that lesson, because you were meant to learn the lesson. If you had a lot of pain in your life, you were meant to turn it around. You have to learn that lesson. And so, yeah, I hope you enjoyed this and this helps you. And if you have any questions, leave me a comment.
Yeah.
So, if I understood some of that,
I remember you telling me that you would like to be able to have the reading after rather than before to see how actually accurate it really is.
I may have said that. I don't recall at this moment.
Well, yeah. I don't know. The more...
That's a valid argument,
Right.
Do it backwards. Do something predictive and see if it happens. Do something after the fact. Compare.
Right. That's basically what convinces me that it's real. It works. Because...
Well, I have a third party who's not familiar with the situation or whatever. And have them state, well, it'll be this, 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 and this. All right. So I don't know. I heard this lady write, but she was saying something about the Jupiter placement could affect how the mother associates with the child. The child has a certain Jupiter placement, and the mother might end up being cold and distant to that child.
If the child has a certain aspect about them, they're going to basically push their parents away from them.
Right.
It's kind of like my brother was a problem child, and therefore my parents, didn't know how to deal with him. And then my brother blames them for the way he turned out, and he's been that way since conception.
Right. Like, dude, it's all on you. You were born that way.
Pretty
Straight
much.
Stuff out. Yeah, I don't know. Well, I don't know. My kids tried to blame me for the way they were raised. And one of the first things I pointed out to them whenever they did that is like, listen, if you're smart enough and intelligent enough to see that you got a problem, and it doesn't matter how you were raised. You see the problem. Fix it.
Right. Now, she was saying that Mars opposing or Mars
square. Saturn, Pluto, or Uranus, the person will be abusive.
Will be or has a strong
potential? Strong potential, my bad.
Because she did say you got to choose your how you deal with your past.
Correct. Well, yeah, it's like they, what, compel and not impel or impel and not compel?
Yeah, my first astrologist told me the stars compel, but they do not impel.
There you go.
They draw you in a certain direction, but they don't force you to go there.
Right.
So, it's on you. So.
Yep. Well, basically, my last two relationships had those aspects. So, what does that mean?
So, you keep choosing people who are abusive.
So, now I know what to look for in astrology to avoid those people.
Okay. And what if you run across somebody who has masterfully conquered their abusiveness and you reject them because of their astrology?
Well, okay, let's put it this way. I tread lightly. If I run across those aspects again.
Oh, yeah. You might tell them flat out, listen, this is what I see. Here's your astrology. And if they go, oh, yeah, I used to be exactly like that when I was younger. Or I'm still dealing with it.
Oh, yeah, most people aren't going to admit that they're still dealing with it, though.
PJ will.
Well.
But, yeah, you know.
PJ's not most people.
That's right, he's not, but he will admit it.
Right.
You know. Well, now I haven't had issues with him, but you know he's admitted that he's had issues even in recent times.
Well, yeah, you don't challenge his authority. He's an alpha. You're not.
Oh well, yeah.
So you're safe as long as you don't challenge him.
Oh, I challenge him. I tell him he's a jerk all the time.
Okay, well, you challenge him in a way that I guess he can handle.
Yeah. I tell him he's the most lovable jerk I know.
He's the most lovable jerk you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's not half bad. He can be a handful, but he's not half bad.
Oh, my. My goal for tomorrow. And I know I shouldn't mention this name, but I think Delaney was right. Do not take the top layer of the compost unless the project you're doing doesn't need to be weed-free. You know, if it's okay for the weeds to grow. But the major problem I see with my garden patch where I use that stuff is Johnson grass. So I got to make sure that my next garden project, namely the sweet potatoes, doesn't have Johnson grass growing in them left and right. So, that'll be the first thing I do tomorrow is go and get that stuff, and then go work on the sweet potatoes, and then head on up.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Gaia tomorrow.
Yeah. Why? Just so you can walk around naked?
To get a tan. I'm going to go right. Swimming.
Right. There's no place.
Full body tan. Well, I got to check the website, make sure there's not going to be any activity there. If it's one of those highly populated weekends, I'm not going.
Well, I tell you what you do. You come out here on the farm, and you set up your little sun tanning station, and I go work at Bill and Shirley's for a couple hours. You'll have
I
all
actually
the...
had thought about that today. We do need to set up a tanning spot.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if I believed in fake baking, I would go get a fake bake. But
yeah.
I don't believe in that.
Yep, carcinogenic and all sorts of other problems. Okay. So, we'll have to go over the details of when Mars is square with Saturn, Pluto, and Jupiter.
Saturn, Pluto, and Uranus.
And Uranus.
Uranus. Okay. Uranus. Today is... Tomorrow's the 23rd. July 23rd.
It's going to be certain parts of the calendar where everybody's going to be potentially violent.
Ah, crap. Well, I guess I'm not going to Gaia tomorrow. Tomorrow is Midwest Men's Festival. There's going to be a lot of dudes there.
So you should have been here this weekend.
No, actually I needed to be here to finish up taking care of responsibilities that I neglected because I was...
Because you took on responsibilities that weren't yours.
Well, no, I just was Twitter-pated and I was spending all my time with her. That woman, as Brian would put it. But...
Okay, the 3 weeks, not the last week. Okay, I got you.
Right. Yeah, basically, I mean, I spent 90% of my time with her. I didn't hardly ever get on the computer. I didn't do a lot of the things that I've been needing to get done around here. And I don't know, she just consumed most of my time, and so things didn't get done. So
you're
now I'm catching up.
Too.
Huh?
Oh,
so
I'm
catching up.
I was talking to Chocolate, and
yeah.
Chocolate's kid is big.
Oh,
Chocolate
okay.
Looks like she's pregnant again.
Cool.
So does Roly Poly. That could be
so, yeah, anyway, so now I'm just playing catch up. I got to do my taxes. I've been catching up on computer stuff because I wasn't allowed to get on the computer.
Well, you know, see, that's one of the reasons why I require my potential mate to be here. Because
right.
It's going to interfere with my duties, then there are no.
Well, yeah, exactly. And, I mean, yeah, it's good to start getting, maybe not as involved as I did, but it's good to get involved as soon as possible, not just, you know, talk the talk on the internet or on the phone long distance forever or whatever, forever in a day. But, you know, start interacting in real life, real time, as soon as possible so you can really get to know the person, get to know what they're all about, get to know whether or not you're barking up the wrong tree or not.
Hey, one of our favorite store clerks at Woods, she just got married this last month. Okay. Now, you know, it's not like we know all of her private business and such, so, but it was a little bit surprised to find out, A, that she was married, and B, she had been engaged for a year.
Cool.
So
they took time to get to know each other.
They dated for 2 weeks, and then they got engaged, and they were engaged for a year.
So that's a little quick for an engagement, but okay, at least they...
Yeah, but they went a year being engaged.
Right.
So they hit it off well enough that they said, hey, let's make this serious.
Yeah. Well, I don't believe in...
That's taking their time.
Right. Yeah, I would take it slower than that even, although I wouldn't wait till marriage to be intimate either like you would.
Yeah, I don't know about them. They might not have waited. You know, I didn't ask those details.
Right. But I also don't just jump in bed with any woman, although I'm starting to contemplate that one.
Except that woman.
Well, I thought I knew her. Yeah. I was in a relationship with her before I got intimate with her. I'm talking about somebody I didn't know.
Right.
But I don't even know if I want a relationship anymore, especially after the last two.
Well, but then again, you have verified that you chose abusive people 2 times in a row. You know? At least.
Well,
I don't know about the others. I haven't met them. So.
Mary wasn't abusive. She had her issues, but we never fought. You know? First 3 to 5 years we were together, we never fought at all.
Right, but she went out and did things behind your back, which is a form of abuse.
That's a different kind of abuse, but...
Yeah.
I mean, ultimately, eventually, after 7 years, she ended up cheating on me. But throughout the course of the 7 years, yeah... She did do little things behind my back, like we made an agreement that the kids were going to do chores and earn money. If they wanted their own cell phones, they would buy their own cell phones with the money they earned from doing chores. And the way I had the chore list set up, they would actually earn the money that we would pay a maid to come in and clean up after us. If they did all the chores. So they could have made really good money.
To get all the chores.
If they did all their chores. Anyways, so they were supposed to do their chores, buy their own cell phones, and other miscellaneous things that weren't necessities. We provided the necessities. If they wanted extras, not counting Christmas, birthdays, and other special occasions, you know, like when we go out, you know, as a family and get, you know, do things if there's, you know, whatever. But other things, you know, toys that they want, they would be responsible to buy them with their chore money. You know, because we were studying Dave Ramsey. She actually initiated studying Dave Ramsey. And so I was just going along with the program.
Right.
Well, the kids ended up manipulating her into getting them cell phones anyway, under a contract, instead of like a prepay, because that's what we agreed on, was prepay.
Right.
Well, so they had cell phones. I thought they earned the money and was doing it all by themselves. And because I wasn't double-checking them, I was trusting their mother. One day, Caitlin got mad because her phone didn't work. And I was like, well, you should be doing more chores, you know, or, you know, taking care of your responsibilities so that you can earn the money to pay for your phone bill. Then she spilled the beans.
Why?
She basically ratted out her mother. Needless to say, I was not happy. And I probably blew it. I probably didn't blow it out of proportion, but I probably overreacted. Anyways.
Well, if somebody lies to you and cheated and whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, she basically went behind my back with the cell phone. That was a big one. There's other little ones that I overlooked, I let slide, you know, little things. It really wasn't that big of a deal, but the cell phone thing, for whatever reason, it was a big deal. Ultimately, she cheated on me. She went behind my back with another guy. So, two for that matter, but one primarily. I got proof of one. The other one, I have no proof. So, yeah, ultimately, she went behind my back for that, too. But for 7 years, we had a pretty healthy relationship. We didn't fight for a long time. The last year was a rough year. If we could have got past that seventh year, maybe we would have been okay. They say, you know, the seven-year itch thing or the seven-year hump, whatever you want to call it. They say if you can make it past the seventh year, you know, whatever. We didn't do it. We didn't make it. But for 6 years, we had a good relationship. That's the longest, healthiest, best relationship I ever have. And I don't know if I'll ever find it again.
You're hopeless, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this last one, she started fighting with me. The first week, the first week we got, like, involved, you know. It's like, that alone was, should have been a red flag or was a red flag. I don't remember.
It's on you, dude.
So, I don't know. So I'm not getting serious anymore. Fuck that. I'm done. I'm done with relationships.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be a gigolo.
Somehow I just don't believe you.
I know I've said that before, but I'm serious this time.
Yeah, I'm surprised you went for a year.
You're surprised I went for a year what?
I'm surprised you went for a year without a girl.
It's been more than that. I started dating Regina, but that lasted, what, a week or so, and then I found out she was going behind my back. So I didn't even really consider her a girlfriend. We were just...
You were just talking.
We were just casually dating. Not really casual. Not really casual. She told me that... You know, I was the only one, and I thought we were in a relationship, but we weren't.
Well, you never met each other, so...
Regina? Yeah.
Yeah. Did you meet her?
Yeah, she's the one I helped move.
Oh, her.
Yeah. Oh, her.
Her. The one who hugged me because I was so helpful.
Right. She was, I don't know. But she had too many secrets. And I knew it. I could see it from the beginning. And I ignored it. And the last one, she had way too many secrets too, but, you know, not as bad. She at least communicated. You know, we had communication, not proper communication, but we still had communication. Where Regina and I, we didn't have no communication.
Right.
And that was a red flag because astrologically. Huh?
That noise in the background is my newest toy. It's called a fan.
Oh, okay.
With
Regina and I, we should have had communication because astrologically, we would have had communication. But something else was off that was not allowing us to have communication. And what it was the secrets. She was trying to maintain three relationships, and that's why we didn't have communication. Three relationships in secret.
Yeah.
Of course, the last one was talking to two other guys, two behind my back. So go figure. And then she said I was the reason we had communication issues. But whatever. So I'm done with all that crap. I mean, at least Kim and I don't know, our relationship wasn't as bad. But she was an abusive alcoholic too.
Yeah.
She never got physical. She never hit me. She was just emotionally abusive. And eventually I couldn't take that anymore either.
Right. Well, you're a man. You should be able to take it.
Right. Fuck that. You know, I mean.
Hey, I have enough people.
You're not supposed to have to take that from your partner, from the person you love and the person who's supposed to love you.
Yep.
And you really shouldn't take that kind of abuse from anybody. I don't care who they are. If it was somebody you didn't love and care about, you'd whoop their ass.
Well,
but then again, if they really loved and cared about you, they wouldn't be whooping your ass.
Yep. My ex did correctly identify the fact, though, that I expected more out of my family than I did out of strangers.
We all do.
Yeah. I'm still trying to rectify whether that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I know I
expect more out of my family than I do strangers. You know, I can rationalize it. Matter of fact, I can come up with a very rational rationalization.
Rationalization.
Well, rationalizations aren't always rational, and usually aren't.
Okay.
You know, they're rationalizations are usually emotionally based. You know, and they're just excuses for why you're doing what you're doing.
Right.
But, you know, I expect more out of my family and my friends because, you know, they're close to me. They're I have higher expectations for them, for behavior and such. You know?
Because you care about them.
Because I care about them. I care about the results of their lives. You know, I do care about the stranger, too, but I give them a break because they don't know where they're coming from.
All right. One, you don't know where they're coming from, and two, they're not part of your life. They don't affect you. You don't affect them all that much.
Yeah, that's true.
And what they do with their life is their business. But somebody who's close to you, what they do with their life is your business.
Yeah.
Rain, rain.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain Sunday.
Sunday. Well, I guess since I'm not going to Gaia, I can get more work done around here.
All right.
Like the compost. I'm watering the compost tonight so that I can move it around tomorrow. Oh, that's another thing I was going to ask you to bring. If you could bring some short T-posts that I don't want or need.
Are these 6.5 T-posts underneath the tarp by the shed? I started using them because I ran out of the ones that we pulled out of the fence line.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need them, don't worry about it. We can just run to Farm Tractor Supply and get some more 7-footers. And I'll use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 here. And actually, they come in bundles of 5.
Yeah. I'll bring a bundle from here.
No, don't worry about it. We need those down there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
And actually, I probably shouldn't even be doing the compost because come September, my aunt and uncle want to put the house on the market.
Yeah, okay. So you consolidate the compost down to 1/4 of its current size.
That's basically what I wanted to do now.
Yeah. Make it smaller.
Make it smaller. And that's why I'm watering it now, so I can get out there and move it around tomorrow. I'll probably water it again in the morning.
Well, my goal when I get back down here. Hey, you want to go to Higginsville, get some boots?
Higginsville to get boots.
Yeah.
Where's Higginsville and what kind of boots and why?
Higginsville is, they'll be high heel. It'd be good for
climbing boots.
Climbing boots. Yeah, that's where Gary says the best place to get them.
I can't afford them right now. They're going to be a couple $100 pair of boots.
I hope they're not a couple hundred.
They're going to be at least 100.
Yes. Yeah, 100.5 maybe. Oh, did he tell you about the tip?
Yes.
Yeah, there goes my tip right there. Pair of boots.
True.
So.
Yeah. I know. What's her face? I'm just going to call her What's Her Face.
She
didn't show up for work because she was drunk and hungover. She didn't get the tip, her portion of the tip, because she was only there for one day maybe. How many days were we there? Like 6-7 days?
You were there more than I was.
True. You were there for 4 of the days. No, you were there for almost all of it.
Oh, that's right. That's the week that I worked two shifts.
Right. And then you worked the following week, and that's when you finished up.
There you go.
Right. And it was good that you did, because she didn't show up for work because she was messed up on alcohol.
Yipper-yipper.
And then, you know, she also missed out on the job we did in Olathe for my aunt and uncle. We could have had, you know, $100 a piece, but instead it was you and me, and we made $150 a piece. So that's $200 she missed out on.
Yeah, there's an error in your calculations with that, but yes, you did give $150 a piece out. We did take into consideration expenses.
So. We did not take into consideration expenses.
All right. So.
Now, if we did take a portion of that and put it towards expenses, then, yeah, we would have made it less. But we just split it 50-50. If she was there, we would have split it in thirds, because I considered her like a business partner.
Yeah. We probably should have divided it up as if the expenses was another partner, and applied those funds toward equipment that we should have had.
Right. Well, $100.
And gas. $100
would have bought what? A rope?
Two-thirds of a rope.
Right.
A rope on sale.
A rope on sale.
Or, well, maybe two-thirds of a rope on sale.
Right.
So. It would buy.
Well, since you,
it would buy half a harness.
Half of a harness, and maybe a boot.
One boot. Yep.
But since you and I wear the same size shoe, one boot would have worked.
One pair of boots.
Well, yeah, one pair.
I am a little hinky about that.
Oh, right. You're just a weirdo.
Well, we'll have to get some Lysol until we have another pair of boots.
I thought you didn't believe in chemicals.
You know, I use soap, and that's a chemical.
Well, from what I understand, sage...
peroxide, and that's a chemical.
Sage is a natural alternative for Lysol.
Very good. I'd be more than happy to use sage. All right. Or tea tree oil, as it disinfects too. Oregano oil.
Oh, honey's a disinfectant.
Yeah, I'm not going to use honey inside the boots. Ain't happening. But the best method is to have a pair of boots for each person.
Well, of course.
Yeah. So, but as they'll probably be expensive, if I buy a pair of boots, I would not mind if you used them if it helped your feet, and then you saved up and bought a pair of boots. Anyway, and I'm not convinced that our feet are the same size, because those boots, my toes were curling up inside the toe.
So your feet might be a hair bigger than mine.
Yeah. Just a hair. Because your toes are not really supposed to touch the front of your shoe. So. And then Walmart does this vanity sizing. So I'm wearing size 10 Walmart shoes. When I know from experience, I'm a 9.5 wide, 9.5 D. Okay. But they don't sell things A, B, C, and D anymore. Say what?
I'm supposed to be a 9.5 also.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, when I buy their boots and stuff, I have to try them on. Shoot, every once in a while I try on a pair of boots. And, well, you managed to get your foot into an 8. All right?
Yeah.
I've never gotten to an 8. But, you know, sometimes I find 8.5 actually is the size that fits. It's
well,
labeled.
Wore my 8.
I wore your 8 and it hurt. And the metal spike digging into my leg hurt. Metal spike driving into my leg hurt more than the shoes did.
But you're whining.
So. And then you don't complain about the metal spike digging into your leg. So he didn't know that was going on.
So they don't really do that too much.
So it just started that day. Anyway.
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. I never really paid it that close attention because what they do, they'll shift on you. The spikes will shift on you. And they will hurt. But all you got to do is shift them back.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Yep, the cats are all on the table. Shame on the cat. I'd do something about it, but it's late. So, I'm trying to figure out what I'll do, because I still have to dig all that stuff in order to get the compost. I guess I just pile it to one side. You're going to have to strip off that top layer. So when I fill the trailer, it's going to be all the heavy stuff. It's going to weigh even more. Well, since it's for the sweet potatoes, I'll probably only get half a load. And then I'll bring it to Bill and Shirley's tomorrow and then sprinkle that on all the mounds. And since it's supposed to rain Sunday, I'll plant the rest of the sweet potatoes. And hopefully I'll get my bed done here. Well, I'm bringing the pump down with me. I'm going to see about draining it in.
Are you bringing it up with you?
Yeah, I'm going to bring it up with me. And I'll see about trading it in. We'll just stop by there and say, hey, this one seems to have problems. You know, went through diagnosis with the warranty people, and they said it seems to be that the gas tank isn't venting properly. You know, I need the pump. You know, and this one seemed to work for about 20, 30 gallons, you know, but it overheated. You know, it says it has this much head, and I only raised the water about maybe 15 feet at most. So, let's trade this out.
Well, good thing I was going through my taxes because I just filed the paperwork on that pump, so.
Yay.
And actually, I should have filed it under warranties. Well, I need to file it under both, so I need to make a copy of this.
They're going to love that the manual is all wet and crumpled and whatever. You know, my response to them is, well, yeah, I read the instructions, all of them, all the sources before I even used the pump. And thank goodness I did, because the manual didn't mention anything about using thread goop. But over here, it very specifically said use thread goop, thread dope, whatever. So, I finally found some that you can use with plastic. It was at the auto place.
Oh, okay.
So, the guy didn't think it would work, though. Because if I use Teflon and whatever, and the Teflon didn't work, but I'm thinking the reason the Teflon didn't work is because it all bunched up and got moved to one side. Whereas I think the thread goop or thread putty or whatever it is, I'll have to look it up again. I think it'll flow. So it should fill all the gaps.
Fill all the gaps.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well. Oh. The water in the stream is ice cold.
Cool.
So, you should bring all your beers and wine and put it in the stream.
Yeah.
And then when we get a heavy rain, just say goodbye to your liquor stores.
you forgot. I just now implemented a no alcohol policy on the land.
Oh, darn. That means I can't make my tinctures anymore.
I'm sorry, recreational alcohol.
Oh, okay. Can we do recreational beer?
We don't need any more abuse.
Well, yeah, there you go. There you go, because... Yeah.
After the last two relationships being abusive alcoholic relationships, I do not want... Well, and actually I swore after the one before that I would not be with another alcoholic again, especially an abusive one.
Yeah, you did. And you broke your oath. You're a horrible, horrible person.
No. She lied on her Dateline profile, and she lied to me. She said she rarely drank at all.
Right.
I didn't even know till I got with her, till she moved in, that she drank every frickin' night.
Yeah. And thus, the guy who's mean to her brought her some wine that she ran away with. And she was tipsy on the way up when we rescued her.
Yeah, I knew she was drunk, but I didn't know she drank every single night and that she was an alcoholic.
Yep.
But that was the night that we rescued her.
Well, there you go. So if some woman hits on you, you tell her, I only sleep with sober women.
No, I only get involved with sober women. Just kidding. I really don't...
You're going to be a gigolo. I thought you weren't going to get involved.
Oh, right. I typically don't sleep with women when they're drunk anyways.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I will be changing my policies.
You should kick her out of bed instead of letting her kick you out of bed. Say, well, you can go sleep outside till you're sober.
I probably should have, but I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah,
well, maybe I should be an alcoholic.
Well, maybe you should be.
Women tend to respect alcoholics.
Yep, and I should have filed for sole custody of my children when my wife wasn't coming home.
True that.
But I wasn't an assaholic.
Nope. You were a dummy.
I went down to the court and said she moved out on her own. I want her in the house. She chose to leave. I'm not abusive. She's leaving the children in my care. I want full custody. Because I don't know where she is half the time.
Right.
Truth, I didn't know where she was half the time. I really didn't. Didn't have a clue. I knew she wasn't home.
Yeah.
I think my children would have been a lot better off for it. I think I probably would have moved to Missouri sooner.
Yeah, hindsight's 20/20, they say.
Well, more than that. But, you know, I think there's things that I needed to get done there in California and needed to learn. And quite frankly, I don't think I would have gone this route had I not run into some of the brick walls I ran into. What are you guys fussing over?
Are you talking to the cat?
Yeah, they're fussing over something right now. Somebody must have caught a mouse.
Good.
And everybody's giving Orange a hard time.
Orange?
Yeah, they're annoying Orange. Shadow's now annoying, going out of his way to annoy him. And I'm stirring the pot.
Too bad we don't have a collar to stir the pot.
A collar. Hey, I know. I got Delana's number here. I can...
Oh, yeah, I know. Her man will get upset if we called her.
Oh, no,
she changed her number. You can't text her.
We're stirring two pots in one shot.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy, she, never mind. Anyway.
The guy she accused of abusing her is the guy she ran to when she accused you of abandoning her.
Right, after she abused me.
Right. And basically all you said is she had a month, 2 months to get her someplace else?
A month, and I would have actually probably took her to the land. And told her, says...
In other words, if she hugged her feet, I would have been stuck with her.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been as bad because you wouldn't have had to live with her. I'd have stuck her in a kitchen camper.
Oh, where she was, what she did with the garden is only a small indication of what she would have done.
What she did with the garden?
Yeah, she understood what I explained to her, and she was all gung-ho, verbally, of following it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. She's a better gardener than the two of us together combined.
Probably. But I'm going to end up tearing those two rows apart and putting them back together the way I would have done it.
And that's fine because her tomatoes were dying. I had to move them to that bucket so they would survive.
Yep. The better gardener than both of us combined was killing her tomatoes in a garden that I don't water, and yet my sweet potatoes are doing fine.
Well, that's just because she wasn't there to take care of them. The tomatoes that I had here, she
said they were basically, I had too many growing together, which that's the way I try to copy nature. So you take a tomato and you plant the tomato, or you plant, how many seeds are in a tomato? There's probably 100 seeds. You plant those seeds and up comes the tomatoes, like, you know, a bunch of them. So,
and they tend to be spindly, weaker plants when they grow like that, but yeah.
Okay, well, maybe so. But that was what my thinking was. Mimic nature. Okay. Well, she came and divided up my tomatoes and basically put two per pot.
And they start growing better.
They started growing better. Well, some of them are dying because the pots are too small. But the ones that are in the big pot, they're growing big time.
Yep.
You know, they're healthy. They're taking all, they just, boom, took off. The other ones that are in a small pot, they're still small and struggling.
Talking of which, I've got a poo bucket that I need to transplant because that watermelon I ate, the seeds made it through.
Right. Cool. So, I don't know. I mean, she would have made a great asset on the land as far as gardening goes if she could control her alcohol and her attitude.
Oh, yeah. And you correctly identified we needed to have three separate gardens.
Correct.
All right. And so I prepped that area. That is my area. That should be done my way. I understood why she needed tomatoes in right away. The same reason I turned that into a garden so suddenly. Because I needed a spot of ground that was roughly like that. Like now. Okay?
Right.
And really what I should have said is, there's 15 acres. Go pick a plot.
Right.
Plus it.
And if she would have stuck around or... we would have, whatever. She could have been of more use.
Yep. Pick a piece of ground and get busy with it. So.
But she was up here with me all the time. So she wouldn't have been able to take care of it all week.
Yep. And thus she said, fuck you, when I said, Watering will be time dependent, you know, whatever. Watering will be based on availability of time. And at first it was like, thanks. And then later it was, fuck you.
Well, yeah, because she spent all that time and effort to save those plants. And then she's like, well, crap, now they're going to die.
Yeah. Well, I asked her when she was planting them, you know, you're going to take care of these. Because, you know, I told her I don't have time.
Right.
So.
That's why I left all the cherry tomatoes in the pot with each other. They take off.
Yep. Yeah, because I don't have time. You know, I've got a lot of things I'm doing. I'm going up to Kansas City 2 days a week. I've got the sweet potatoes that I'm responsible for weeding, and thank you for doing two-thirds of it for me, or three-quarters of it, or whatever it is you did.
Oh, at Bill and Shirley's, right?
Yeah, because those are ours. So... I don't feel bad that you did my work, but I do appreciate that you did it.
Right.
Because if it goes well, we all benefit.
Yeah, if we can sell them, we will benefit. The sign should be done next week sometime.
Okay.
So then people will know what we're doing.
Well, I will probably... go to Higginsville Wednesday.
Wednesday?
I'll leave there early Wednesday morning, head toward Higginsville.
Oh, okay.
Go check out the boot place and at least find out how much it'll cost to get the boots. And then report back to you how much that is, and I'll either buy them or I'll wait until next time. But I think if he's going to have me climb, I better have some boots. There better be some good fitting boots with some good arch support.
True. Well, and if you got some high heel boots, then he can let you use the other spikes that I can't use because I don't have high heels.
All right. Yep. Let's see now. I got a whole bunch of flower pots. Where should I put these guys?
Flower pots?
Yeah, you stuck them in the back of the pickup. I'm going to stick them... I'm going to stick them in the box truck for now, which will ultimately be in the way when I get the new pump, but I'll worry about that until, I won't worry about that until I get the new pump.
Right.
Okay. Ooh. Thank you. You know, I'm not going to feed you right now. It's late. You're going to let the raccoons and stuff eat your food. Just like you let the goats eat your food. Not one of you slid a cat claw at any of the goats. No. No. You're just too lovable. Yeah. You fight with each other, but you won't defend your food against a goat. Oh, boy. Yep. Need more cheap key posts and more of these lights put up. It's like having moonlight under the tree.
Moonlight under the tree.
Pretty cool. Get rid of the poison ivy. Oh, that's something to look into. Organic methods of removing poison ivy. You know, things are being non-destructive to, say, the oak tree. Because, you know, we want to keep the oak. I know they make poisons that are specific for poison ivy, but I really don't want to put that stuff on the land. For one, it might affect our sumacs. You know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. It might. It might not. Why are you giving in the wing a hard time? I think Smoke and I think Squirrel might be pregnant.
Squirrel.
Yep. Now I need to pull more stuff out. I want to get enough stuff out of the back of the pickup. I can put the pump in there. I don't really want to leave the pump out overnight. It should be all right, though. It's not supposed to rain until tomorrow afternoon. All right. Well, okay. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing I need to do before I leave.
What?
Don't Tano, but I haven't weed-eated around the signs yet.
Around the what?
Around the signs.
Oh. Oh! That's all right. I probably won't get no commission anyways. I still haven't seen any commission from the two jobs that I put together.
Not even a small commission?
Nope.
Huh.
Now, of course, I requested that commission to go to child support, just to send it all to child support. But I haven't even gotten a stub, showing that I earned any money at all. He's supposed to report all that stuff to the New World Order and supposed to, give me a stub and all that stuff. No stub means no pay.
Right. Oh, crap. You got a 20% and a 10% chance of rain over the next 2 hours. It certainly doesn't feel like it's going to rain.
So I guess the guy's not as honest as I thought he was.
Yeah. It says 86 degrees and it's dropping, so it should be nice and comfy by morning. By 8 a.m. there's supposed to be a light rain. Crap.
Crap.
My mom
liked the ginkgo biloba and ginseng shots.
Think she'll be open Sunday?
Probably.
I'm gonna stop by there then. I'll buy a couple packets of that stuff. You can pay me back for the ones you keep, and I'll keep some for me. And I'll get another jar of honey that you guys can use up there.
Oh, yeah, bring my organic fruit snacks.
Oh, how many do you want?
I don't know. Bring them all.
Crap.
What?
I just packed them into your camper.
Oh, well, the mice will get them there.
All right, fine. Pack them all back. Oh. All right. Okie dokie. Don't know which
your butt. Well, I just finally cleared my bed off for the first time since breakup.
Oh yeah, why'd you need a clear bed? You weren't sleeping in it.
Nope. I ain't hardly been out to the camper since then either.
Woo-hoo.
Every time I go in there I think of her.
Yeah.
And I feel like she should be there, but she's not.
Well, by her own choice.
Yeah, I know. Well, her own accord. Yeah, I guess same thing.
Yay, that squeaking you're hearing is a hand cart as I move the pump. they weren't kidding. I see thunder in the north.
And thunder rolls. And
they can't see thunder. You can't see thunder unless you're on certain drugs. But I can see lightning. Hey! Yeah, I'm like this. So that means I need to clear out even more of the back so I can shove this pump forward so it doesn't get wet when it rains through the non-existent window.
Right. Well, I was sleeping in my bed. I was sleeping in my other bed.
Just a second. Anything got you in the way? What were you saying?
I said I was sleeping in my bed. I was just sleeping in my other bed.
Yeah, but you couldn't kick her out of it because you were charging her rent for it.
Well, my mother was.
Okie dokie. Put my boots upside down so that it rains, they don't get wet inside. Oh, hey. Did you put my coffee maker through the dishwasher?
Can I? Yes.
Would you please?
I would.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty, now I got to walk the long way around again. Hey, stay out of my face. I know there's a light bulb on my arm. Doesn't mean you need to get in my face. Check my arm instead. All these stupid bugs.
I don't think they understand you.
No, but they do understand when I kill them. It's like, ah, I'm dead.
Right.
Oh, my. I am going to drag a bathtub all the way down to the creek.
Okay.
And put all my rubber balls in the drain plug. In the drain hole. And I'm going to take a 5-gallon bucket and I'm going to fill that bathtub up with semi-cloudy water. And then I'm going to take a bath on a regular basis.
Good for you.
Instead of
you stink.
I do right now. I'm about to take a spit bath live on radio.
Well, one good thing came of the relationship.
What was that?
I found a really good wine that I like.
You idiot.
Well, you know. I had the opportunity to taste all kinds of wines.
So you went on a wine tasting tour with her?
Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
But I found one I liked. Arrowhead was my favorite until I found this one. This one is Stonehill Winery. It's a Concord sweet red wine.
Well, you know that the next girl you get, you tell her flat out, your profile says you're this, this, and this, and in reality you're this, this, and this. Which might be fine, but don't expect me to be happy with the fact that you lied to me.
Well, that's basically what I told Delana.
Yeah.
And
you're an alpha. You told me you weren't.
Yeah, but I had already started falling for her, and so my dumbass overlooked it.
Yeah, well, unfortunately.
The alcohol thing, though, she was already here, and so I really kind of...
Fortunately for me, I'm analytical to be a romanceaholic.
Oh, yeah, well, I got a lot of Leo in my chart. Leos are romantics.
So I'll blow relationships right out of the water before they get started because of that.
Perhaps.
Which is possibly a good thing. Being by myself perpetually doesn't feel like a good thing, but... I don't know which is worse. Making all the mistakes you make or not making all the mistakes you make?
Well, yeah, I mean... That's just it. I mean, at least I got... it's raining. I thought the sprinkler was on. I heard thunder and stuff. It's like I walked outside. I was getting wet. I was like, wait a minute. I turned that sprinkler off and I turned the other sprinkler on. Why am I getting sprinkled on? It's raining. That's why.
It's raining. It's pouring. Yeah, I got weather alerts for all the areas I have marked except for Vallejo. So apparently something big is coming through the area.
Yeah. So, yeah, relationships. Yeah, I mean, at least I'm exploring and experimenting and learning instead of just hiding under a rock.
Hey, I'm not hiding under no rock.
No, but I know people who do.
Yeah. I'm effectively hiding under a rock because I'm not getting much personal exposure. But I am getting braver talking to girls when I see them.
Yeah, I noticed.
So, yep. I should have followed through with the UPS driver girl.
That was classic. I love that one. I'm going to have to try to remember that one.
I didn't remember. It was just a shit that came out of my mouth.
I know, but it was good.
Yeah, he turned to me afterwards and said, you know, that might actually be a good pickup line.
Yeah, I liked it.
The one I liked, and it wasn't a pickup line, but it was. All right? I wasn't trying to pick up on the girl. Basically, I asked her if her boyfriend was still working at Woods.
All right.
And it's like, what? I don't have a boyfriend.
Would you like to?
Well, that was the follow-up, but I wasn't trying to pick up on her. But I realized
that
it was the perfect pickup line. And she did look like an awful lot like Miss Taurus, or Miss, was it Taurus?
Yeah, she's a Taurus. I forgot her name.
Yeah. She was dressed differently than Miss Taurus.
More appropriate.
Oh, much more appropriate. First time we saw Miss Taurus, her butt cheeks were hanging out of her extra small panties.
Pants, you mean?
Shouldn't have been able to see in the first place, but...
Wasn't she wearing a bikini and then wearing shorts over her bikini?
No, she was wearing some sort of bikini where you could see her panties underneath and her butt cheeks were hanging out of her panties. And she's not like she's a fat ass.
Right.
It was like she was wearing panties for a 12-year-old and she's 20.
Yeah, she definitely dresses provocatively.
Yeah. And her boyfriend...
And her boyfriend doesn't have a problem with it.
No, no problem at all.
I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it either. But in public, I would have a problem with it.
It concerned me that she might be cheating. Because my ex was starting to dress provocatively.
No, I think this is who she is.
Yeah. Yep. And she dresses more appropriately when her job requires it.
Well, of course.
But when she can get away with it, that's the way she dresses.
Yeah, she strikes me as someone who's very faithful, even though she doesn't dress appropriately.
Yep. Okay. That's something else we need to build. Not only do we need a tanning area, we need a quote-unquote bathhouse. For solitary
use. Yeah.
Or semi-solitary use. Married couples or parents with young children.
I still got to go through all these 3.5-inch floppy disks. And
yeah. You want to go through mine for me?
No, I'm good.
You might actually find my porn collection.
Yeah, I'm good.
Back when my wife and I were looking at porn together. Then eventually she started looking at it by herself because I was really getting sick of it. And I'm a guy.
I'm a guy.
It takes something to get sick of porn if you're a guy.
That's not true. I don't think it's gender specific. I think some things are more gender sensitive, but I don't think they're gender specific.
Yeah, she was more interested in porn than her children.
Yeah.
And that bugs me.
I mean, there's got to be, okay. No, yeah, I don't think it's gender specific or even gender sensitive for that matter, because statistically speaking, more women do porn than men.
Well, yeah.
It's the men that you see are usually the same guys. You know, there's a handful of guys, and the women just come and go.
Yeah.
The women usually are in the industry for about a year, and then they're done.
Yeah, because their looks change after a year.
Well, not so much even that. They just, I don't know, whatever. But some of them continue, but most of them don't.
Right.
The guys, there's less guys, but the guys that are in the industry tend to stay in the industry long term.
Which makes sense.
Prostitution, there's more women prostitutes than men.
Yeah, because women tend not to have trouble getting sex.
Right. The only time you see a male prostitute is he's usually gay.
Oh, okay.
Usually. The straight ones are few and far between, and they don't get a lot of business.
Ow! Damn it. Well, that's a lousy way to find a I'm walking barefoot, and I found myself a honey locust.
Ouch.
Yep. At least I'm not bleeding, or at least I don't think I'm bleeding. Okay. Kitty cat, it doesn't matter if I'm barefoot. If you're in my way, I'm going to step on you. So the strange noises you people are hearing in the background is me breaking out my tools so I can install a fan in my camper. So tonight, while it may not cool me off, it will at least dry the sweat off my body so that I won't be sleeping in water.
Yeah.
Which, trust me, is pretty disgusting. Wake up in the middle of the night and you're soaking wet.
Unless you are sick and you have a fever.
Well, that's disgusting, too.
Yeah, but it's healthy.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Another thing. In my last relationship, I was sick 3 times in 1 month.
About once a week.
Due to stress.
Stress relations. You know, I used to get sick once a month when I worked for the post office.
Yeah, I probably lost like 20 pounds because I wasn't hardly eating.
Yeah. And you're fretting about losing her? You're an idiot.
You what?
And you're fretting about losing her? You're an idiot.
I know. I was addicted to her for some reason.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the sex like my mom thinks it was, because there really wasn't a whole lot of that either.
But there was a whole lot more of it than what you were getting when you didn't have a girl.
This is true.
Okay. Ugh.
My problem is I just get attached too easily. I mean, I don't get attached to just anybody. But when I do, look out.
Well, I can't say the attachment part's bad, but you need to back off and allow time. The only reason I said you need to go full out with this relationship with Elena is because you already committed yourself by hopping in the bed with her. And for your sake, you needed to go the rest of the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, I went all the way.
You went the rest of the way. And it became what it was.
Well, I went the rest of the way before I jumped in bed with her or whatever. Jumping in bed with her was going the rest of the way. Because I was already committed. That was just sealing the deal, if you will.
Yeah. dealing with something.
Something.
Yep. I would say it was all premature.
Yeah, perhaps. But if I continued a long distance relationship with her, I probably wouldn't have known for a good 6 months to a year.
There you go.
Instead, I found out after a few weeks. So it wasn't all bad.
Yeah, it was.
And the relationship really wasn't all bad. It was just the cons outweighed the pros.
Yeah, I'd say getting hit was a bit much.
Punched in the face.
Yeah.
That totally outweighs the pros.
Doki. Turn on this.
Yeah, I haven't actually been with a violent woman since my first wife.
Woo! I have a fan.
So, at least, you know, I've been successful in that department over the years. I take it back. I have been with some women that could be violent, but they never got that violent with me.
They never had the opportunity?
I don't know. They just never did it. They fought with other people, but they never fought. They never actually got into, a punching match or whatever, tried to get into a punching match with me. Let's see. Linda, she got pretty volatile when she drank, but she never was that way with me. She was that way with other people.
Right.
I'm sure eventually she would have been that way with me, but we didn't last all that long.
As Gary put it, if she was that way with you, it was only a matter of time before she was going to be that way with the people, other people around her.
True.
Including her boss.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I have a fan.
Well, and if it's in her astrology to be that way, then she's going to be that way with everybody. If she's that way at all, she's going to be that way with everybody.
All righty. So we can officially label this podcast as the Kano Pity Party.
Kano Pity Party. Oh, we need to do Ron Paul before we go.
Okay. Is the fan too loud?
Huh?
Is my fan too loud?
No.
Okay. I'm going all to,
right, right.
While you're doing Ron Paul, though.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Well, I was kind of expecting Ron Paul to come on quickly, but I guess not.
Weekly update for Monday, July 17th. On Friday, the House overwhelmingly approved a massive increase in military spending, passing a $696 billion National Defense Authorization Bill for 2018. President Trump's request already included a huge $50 or so billion spending increase, but the Republican-led House found even that to be far too small. They added another $30 billion to the bill for good measure. Even President Trump, in his official statement, expressed some concern over spending in the House passed bill. According to the already weak limitations on military spending increases in the 2011 sequestration law, the base military budget for 2018 would be $72 billion more than allowed. Don't worry, they'll find a way to get around that. The big explosion in military spending comes as the U.S. is planning to dramatically increase its military actions overseas. The president is expected to send thousands more troops back to Afghanistan, the longest war in U.S. history. After nearly 16 years, the Taliban controls more territory than at any time since the initial U.S. invasion, and ISIS is seeping into the cracks created by constant U.S. military action in the country. The Pentagon and Defense Secretary James Mattis are already telling us that even when ISIS is finally defeated in Iraq, the U.S. military doesn't dare end its occupation of the country again. Look for a very expensive array of permanent U.S. bases throughout the country. So much for our 2003 invasion creating a stable democracy, as the neocons promised. In Syria, the United States has currently established at least 8 military bases, even though it has no permission to do so from the Syrian government, nor does it have a UN resolution authorizing the U.S. military presence there. Pentagon officials have made it clear they will continue to occupy Syrian territory even after ISIS is defeated to stabilize the region. And let's not forget that Washington is planning to send the U.S. military back to Libya, another U.S. intervention we were promised would be stabilizing, but that turned out to be a disaster. Also, the drone wars continue in Somalia and elsewhere, as does the U.S. participation in Saudi Arabia's horrific two-year war on impoverished Yemen. President Trump often makes encouraging statements suggesting that he shares some of our non-interventionist views. For example, while Congress was shoveling billions into an already bloated military budget last week, President Trump said that he did not want to spend trillions more dollars in the Middle East where we get nothing for our efforts. He'd rather fix roads here in the United States, he said. The only reason we are there, he said, was to get rid of terrorists, after which we can focus on our problems at home. Unfortunately, President Trump seems to be incapable of understanding that it is U.S. intervention and occupation of foreign countries that creates instability and feeds terrorism. Continuing to do the same thing for more than 17 years, more U.S. bombs to stabilize the Middle East, and expecting different results is hardly a sensible foreign policy. It's insanity. Until he realizes that our military empire is the source rather than the solution to our problems, we will continue to wildly spend on our military empire until the dollar collapses and we are brought to our knees. Then what? Thanks for calling this update. A new update is placed on this number, 888-322-1414, every Sunday. The rent.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Press 1.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Press 1.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for Monday, July 17th. Friday, the House overwhelmingly approved a massive increase in military spending, passing a $696 billion National Defense Authorization Bill for 2018. President Trump's request already included a huge $50 or so billion spending increase, but the Republican-led House found even that to be far too small. They added another $30 billion to the bill for good measure. Even President Trump, in his official statement, expressed some concern over spending in the House passed bill. According to the already weak limitations on military spending increases in the 2011 sequestration law, the base military budget for 2018 would be $72 billion more than allowed. Don't worry, they'll find a way to get around that. The big explosion in military spending comes as the U.S. is planning to dramatically increase its military actions overseas. The president is expected to send thousands more troops back to Afghanistan, the longest war in U.S. history. After nearly 16 years, the Taliban controls more territory than at any time since the initial U.S. invasion, and ISIS is seeping into the cracks created by constant U.S. military action in the country. The Pentagon and Defense Secretary James Mattis are already telling us that even when ISIS is finally defeated in Iraq, the U.S. military doesn't dare end its occupation of the country again. Look for a very expensive array of permanent U.S. bases throughout the country. So much for our 2003 invasion creating a stable democracy, as the neocons promised. In Syria, the United States has currently established at least 8 military bases, even though it has no permission to do so from the Syrian government, nor does it have a UN resolution authorizing the U.S. military presence there. Pentagon officials have made it clear they will continue to occupy Syrian territory even after ISIS is defeated to stabilize the region. And let's not forget that Washington is planning to send the U.S. military back to Libya, another U.S. intervention we were promised would be stabilizing, but that turned out to be a disaster. Also, the drone wars continue in Somalia and elsewhere, as does the U.S. participation in Saudi Arabia's horrific two-year war on impoverished Yemen. President Trump often makes encouraging statements suggesting that he shares some of our non-interventionist views. For example, while Congress was shoveling billions into an already bloated military budget last week, President Trump said that he did not want to spend trillions more dollars in the Middle East where we get nothing for our efforts. He'd rather fix roads here in the United States, he said. The only reason we are there, he said, was to get rid of terrorists, after which we can focus on our problems at home.
What happened? Did you drop the line? Or did I drop the line? Okay, I'm going to assume he dropped the line. Hopefully he calls back in. Basically, what we heard Ron Paul saying is that the trouble that Uncle Sam is supposedly curing are caused by Uncle Sam. Create the problem so you can advocate the solution to increase the problem, and thus increase the amount of control that you have over the people. Forgive me, I'm trying to move around in a rather cramped camper space. Ugh. Yeah, I'd say that was pretty accurate to my observations of what was going on in the Middle East when I was in the Navy. We were there supposedly to create peace, and we didn't leave until the two opposing sides were at war with each other. Whereas when we arrived, they weren't doing anything to each other. They just didn't like each other. But they weren't doing anything. And it looked pretty much, I can't say for sure we were, but it was our equipment being used that was instigating the problem. So anyway, without my co-host, I can only monologue for so long. So, let me see. I wonder if I can add a call. Okay, folks, there's going to be a blank spot while I try to add Kano.
Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS notification, press 5.
Well, it says I have a conference call with two people.
To send an SMS notification, press 5. Please enter your password, then press pound.
Okay.
You've reached the voicemail system. If you have a mailbox on this system, press star. To leave a message for someone, enter their 10-digit phone number now.
Oh, my. Okay, so I got two systems responding.
You've reached the voicemail system. If you have a mailbox on this system, press star. To leave a message for someone, enter their 10-digit phone number now.
Yeah.
Please leave your message for 8165188804. Sorry, mailbox is full. To send an SMS notification, press 5.
Right. Okay, I'm just going
to
hang
up. To send an SMS notification, press 5.
On the tonight, because I've totally screwed up the last couple of minutes. Hopefully, Kana will cut out.
To send an SMS notification, press 5.
Goodbye, all.